Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is your inspirational thought for the day. So I was talking with my Aunt Katie. My Aunt Katie is considered the smart one, or kind of the oracle, in the Davies family, which is my mother's side of the family. And we were talking about different life lessons, and she said to me something that really struck home. She said that a word that has come to mean a lot to her is the word enough. Enough. So I'm sure, as most of you are thinking now, it reminded me of the Barbra Streisand, Donna Summer song, Enough is Enough, No More Tears. And it made me think about that word as well. If you've been listening to my previous podcasts, you know that one of the things we talk about here a lot is what's true on any level is true on every level. Remember that when we perceive something to be lacking in our life, the problem is not what we perceive to be lacking, because we've got everything. It's all there. The problem is in our perception. That is the problem. And we tend to have it backwards. We tend to perceive lack in our life when actually we have enough of everything. Everything. You know, a lot of us think that we don't have enough blessings in our life. We've got enough. It's just that we might not be seeing it the right way. But when you start to focus on that word, enough, and you realize that, yes, I have enough everything. I have had enough misery. That's enough. That is enough. I've had enough sadness. Enough. I have had enough negativity. The flip side is also going to be true, again, because what's true on any level is true on every level. I have enough money. I have enough time. I have enough talent. I have enough resources. I have enough in me to do whatever it is that I want to do. I have enough. I am enough. Enough is a word that I'd like you to start using more and more in your speech patterns and in your thought patterns, because it's true. You are enough, you've had enough, and you have enough of everything. Everything. You have exactly the right amount of everything. Enough. It's just that at one point or another in our lives, we tend to realize that. Not only do we have enough now, we've always had enough. And you know, I was watching CNN the other day, the crisis in Haiti, and they were showing all of the people in the streets, and most of them, of course, were looking very despondent and like they didn't know what to do, and it was a tragic scene. And then they panned over to a group of people who were dancing in the streets, and they went over to them and they said, "Why are you dancing in the streets?" And they were praising and singing, and they said, "Because today is a joyous day. We have been blessed." And I thought to myself, you are standing in the streets among rubble. You have lost most of your family and friends and all of your possessions. And they were dancing in the streets, literally rejoicing. It's not like they were just trying to put on a show. They were rejoicing because they saw that even in this moment of what appeared to be tragedy and horror, they had enough. And if they can have enough after having lost almost everything that they have, I think that if you have the wherewithal to be listening to this podcast right now, you have enough too. It's simply a word that we need to incorporate more into our thought patterns and speech patterns. So the next time you're thinking to yourself, "Well, you know, I'd like to do this or that, but I just don't have enough time," stop and say to yourself, "Wait a minute. The opposite is true. I have enough time." If you think to yourself, "Oh, I just wish I had more money. I don't have enough money." The opposite is true. Instead, start saying to yourself, "I have enough money. I have enough love. I am beautiful enough. I am vibrant enough. I am young enough." And what you begin to realize is not only do we have enough, we have an abundance of everything. We're all living in the same universe. Some people see it from a perspective of lack, and some people see it from a perspective of abundance. We all know people who see things from a perspective of abundance. You can be that person, but we have to take steps to get there. You can't just change the way you see the world in one day. You have to start taking steps. And a step you can take right now is when you find yourself being distracted by mortal illusions and you start to think that you are in a state of lack, remind yourself, "I have enough." If you're struggling with negativity, if you're struggling with an abusive relationship, if you're struggling with sadness, if you're struggling with despair, you can say to yourself, "That is enough. I have cried enough. I have put up with enough." And on the flip side, "I am strong enough. I am worthy enough. I have enough in me to do whatever I choose whenever I choose to. So watch, in the next 48 hours, if you keep that word in mind and start thinking to yourself, yes, I have enough. Yep, I've had enough. Yes, I've had enough. Yes, I have enough. Watch how all of a sudden you're going to have an epiphany where you think to yourself, oh my gosh, it's true. I have enough. And for today, that's enough. So stop by and interact with us. Ask us a question or tell us what you think. Go to www.powerdiversity.com and you'll find lots of resources to help you communicate more effectively, deal with difficult people, and of course, slay energy vampires. This is Dan O'Connor giving you your inspirational thought for the day.